Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry for the delay on Black Noise Radio, but GRX and I were just chopping it up on the Marty Smith show. And so, you know, but it's Christmas Eve. Y'all need to relax. How can we relax? How about hip hop?
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same.
Talk.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room.
Black Noise Radio. I want to thank you all for tuning in. It's been great doing these shows. I think I found a piece of my soul here. Got a call coming in. It might be GRX. Let's see. We are trying to connect you to want to be on. Okay. Until it shows that I'm on, I don't know if I'm on. But in the interim, GRX, it doesn't matter because I have tracks. I don't know if you can hear the tracks. That'll tell me if I'm on. Can you hear that track? GRX?
Yeah, we here. So we
talk.
It's funny,
I just
put some
deep spirit
from all this
right into
look, it's spiritual. This side is from your perspective.
Let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass pimp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining. Looking like I'm Rob Liberace. It's all good from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. A finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
California,
West Coast,
you correct on that. Some songs you don't want to talk over.
Some songs just want to pat your feet.
Yeah. Furthermore, when you look at this balance and series of what I'm doing, so we already had a show 30 minutes ago. That we used to be happy with just that.
Look, we're growing.
Yes, we are. And so now we're in the second hour, or in the second half of the first hour, and we go into our third half to give us 90 minutes total coming up on Real Talk, Real Game. Well, we're going to get our clown on. No worries, right? We're going to do that on Christmas Eve 2016 with all we done went through, okay? But with this little segment, and I see a lot of possibilities with utilizing not just my, but your disc jockey skills. And so I had said yesterday, bro, on this show, you weren't on, but I told the audience, you know, let's just start. Y'all send me three songs and give me some and sponsor your own mixes. What you think?
I think that's a clever way of doing it. This way, you know that if they're tuning in enough to send you some mixes or songs that they want mixed, then yeah, that's clever. There ain't been no show like that.
Well, you know, we didn't just make this up yesterday, did we?
No. We've been in the game for quite some time.
Yeah, and you know how my mind works. I have to push these envelopes, and I think it's a good thing that we look at other alternatives. You know, it's not just about us running our mouth, although it is.
At the end of the day.
y'all really tuned in to hear us.
Put it like this. Tying into the other show is what you want to believe in.
Yeah,
if
you really
got to believe in something, why not believe in me?
Now, you know, first time I heard that was from Yahweh Ben Yahweh. He said, if they got to believe in a God, might as well believe in me. Then they locked him up for 30 years, and that's where he died.
Yep. Well, you know, again, anything that's against the system, you know.
Why didn't President Obama pardon Edward Snowden, I guess, all of the number one dissidents these days, Edward Snowden, Chelsea Manning, Mumia Abu-Jamal, Leonard Peltier, and I can't think of the Puerto Rican activist, but him too.
But you know what? What would happen after that? You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of times they're gonna be hung out
to dry now, right? With the Trump people.
Well, you know, it is what it is. They're only gonna do so much to be politically correct, and even when you're dealing with Mahmoud. Politically correct. You know, as far as they're concerned, he shot two cops and killed them. You know, that's we can't ever free that black man, and he's speaking with the Queen's English, and he's got some sense about himself. We can't ever free that one. He might start another uproar. You know,
that's the story they told.
Yeah, well, that's the story they told. That's the story we're gonna have to believe because that's all we got. But put it like this, I wouldn't want to be in Philly. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying something on a higher level. With all this season of forgiveness, why didn't he just lay these things to rest? Because I don't think moving forward that there's going to ever be resolved amicably with the direction that the nation is going. And the attitude that's being provoked out of the transition team, Trump. You know, the protest actually has to move into action, right?
Exactly.
So anger cannot just coexist with anger. Otherwise, you're going to get a disease.
This is true.
So at the end of the day, bro, as we spill a little something in here, I've also got my attention turned to the Green Bay and Minnesota by 31-13. I don't think Minnesota Vikings is going to be coming back.
No, they're not coming back, bro.
And Jacksonville is up 25-10 on this playoff Saturday, first one, third quarter. So they may be on their way. Give me your quick NFL prospects before we go to our next jam.
NFL prospects. I'm going to tell everybody, don't put your money on the Cowboys to do nothing extraordinary. You're still dealing with two rookies, and the pressures of playoffs are totally different from regular season running around playing. So I can't put my money on Dallas. The Raiders, and I'm a Raider fan, and I know a lot of people are going to hate me for this one, but the Raiders are still the Raiders. You know, until they clean up the little stuff that they got to clean up, they still the Raiders. You know, and at any moment, they can revert back to 100,000 penalties and not winning again. You know what I'm saying? So we got to keep our eyes open on them.
Yeah, but you know, I think that the fact that they was able to maneuver this way showed some movement and shift. Now, I agree with you that –
Well, they're growing. They're growing, that's for sure.
I agree with you that the Raiders need to show convincingly that they can win in these big games and win – for lack of a better term, decisively. You know, they don't need to go in and run the score up in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, coming in the fourth quarter and have to play the hero ball. I mean, the good side of that is we can get behind and we know we can come back. And we don't have to fear the process of coming back because they've been through it enough. But that ain't where you want to play from.
No, it certainly isn't. You know, with the Raiders, sometimes you go, is that Raider mystique or is that bad coaching or is that just how they play the game?
I think that's just how they play the game. I don't think it's bad coaching. I mean, because they've been through so many coaches, you can't even say what's good coaching or bad coaching right at this point. Right now, we got a decent coach, and he's pushing everything forward the way we need to push forward to go into the future. First off, you just got to keep a system in place, and that's the other problem that the Raiders hadn't done over the years was keep a system in place.
Which system do you need in place?
Well, the system that you need in place is that you need to keep a coaching staff. You need to get your upper management behind the coaching staff and get good players, which they've been doing over the years. I mean, it's not been pretty, but it's been consistent. And now they're showing what they got.
Also think, DRX, they need consistency in terms of a living place where they call their home and get out of the court, get out of this need to keep building stadiums and all that old stuff and just start winning some games and build from their own crowd base. They'll never have a bigger fan base or love base than Oakland, no matter where they go. And I just kind of realized that when you look at the San Diego game and all the Oakland turned out, there were more Oakland fans in San Diego than San Diego fans.
Yeah, that was a bad situation for – that was the San Diego's get out of San Diego card right there. They'll be in L.A. this year.
Yeah, we need
that. Yeah, they'll be
in
L.A.
next year, bro. I mean, come on now. Let's break this down. First, the Rams extend their coach, and then they fire him the next week. I'm like, well
– Well, wait. Let's go back. He was extended before they announced it. In other words, they just didn't announce it. He was extended during the summertime, but they never announced it. He already knew that he was getting the contract. And then when it went totally left, that's when he messed with Eric Dickerson. That's when he got hammered.
Well,
they've been outside, but you can let him out again.
Does L.A. need another losing team in the form of the Chargers? Are we reaping what we sow and getting back the team that we had that went to San Diego in the form of the Chargers?
we're reaping what we sow, kind of, so to speak. The way it's set up is that with the trains and the metro system, the way it's set up, all those San Diego fans can come down to this new stadium on a direct shot. You know what I'm saying? So it's not going to be like San Diego fans are losing anything. They're just getting a bigger stadium, a better place to play in. And maybe, hopefully, that they'll be a better team.
But as we focus specifically on the effect of L.A., don't you think that possibly we don't need no more teams, bro? We got our
This is Hollywood. This is a big market. We could carry two or three teams. You know, if you're looking at it the way the NFL is looking at it, I would have had a team in L.A. a long, long time ago. It would have been the Jacksonville Jaguars, as far as I was concerned. I would have had a team in L.A. It would have been no way L.A. would have had not had a team this long, as big a fan base as they have here.
I think that might be an old argument, GRX. I'm not certain if that's the appropriate argument for what is going on with the market climate. I mean, these folks ain't necessarily winning new fans either just by moving from city to city and building stuff and leaving it alone. I think.
But you got to look at the long term effect of that. You could have a Super Bowl here, which is a good weather state. Just the money that it's going to generate in sales, period, jersey sales and all of the rest of the stuff. They want this market. That's what this is all about, bro. That's why the Rams came back. They want this money. They were losing this money.
Well, I would agree with you there, and we're going to leave it there as we go into Real Talk, Real Game. This show is over, ladies and gentlemen. You can catch us at Real Talk, Real Game, 646-564-9831, or just go to blogtalkradio.com and type in Real Talk, Real Game, and you'll catch us. Thank you for listening, GRX.
G to the R to the A.
Hang up and we'll get you back.